The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, January 16, 1983, at 18 hours 30 GMT. The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, January 16, 1983, at 22 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Rochelle, good evening, and welcome back to the program that brings you some of the best in African music. Music by some of Africa's best musicians and music groups, here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. The recordings you'll be listening to on this evening's edition of Music Time in Africa have been selected and prepared by your VOA music man, my colleague Leo Sarkeesian, and we're glad to have you with us. Right now, here's our first number, Babylon, by Peter Mukoko from Cameroon.
Thank you.
From Cameroon to Algeria, from Kenya to Angola, from Zimbabwe to Nigeria, more people are tuned to the Voice of America and enjoying Music Time in Africa.
VOA, the Voice of America.
Once again, I'm Rita Rochelle, here in our studios on Independence Avenue in Washington, D.C. I'm here each Sunday with the wonderful sounds of African music. We're broadcasting on the 11, 13, 16, 19, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. Later on, I'll tell you how you can get one of our new Music Time in Africa calendars for 1983, so stay with me. Here's a number we're playing for the very first time, a new release by the Impala Orchestra of Kigali, all the way from Rwanda. That was the Impala Orchestra of Kigali from Rwanda, with a number from one of their recent albums. Our first example of traditional music for this evening is from Nigeria's River State. This recording features the rhythmic sounds of grated water pots, typical percussion instruments of the Ikweri.
Thank you.
This next recording is also from Nigeria, music of the Yoruba in Lagos State. This type of music is called woro, featuring a popular type of Yoruba percussion instrument, the agidibo, accompanied by metal gongs and pressure-type drums. Been listening to music from Nigeria. Over to East Africa now, to the extreme northwestern region in Tanzania, to Bukoba on the banks of the Great Lake Victoria. Imagine now a very large canoe filled with many men paddling and singing. And if you're wondering what they're singing about, well, probably about a lot of things, but it never fails. Sooner or later they'll come around to the subject of women. This is a large group of Haya men singing in a local dialect of Swahili, Mali ya bibi si yangu tatunda.
Yeah.
From our studios here in Washington, here's a brief program reminder.
Join us every day on VOA.
It's the very best way to stay informed and know what's going on in this small world of ours. Keep your sets tuned to the VOA. VOA's Africa service is on the air every day, 7 days a week, with the latest news from Africa and from around the world. Make it a habit to listen to African Safari, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa. They're on every day. The Africa service is also broadcasting every day in Swahili, Hausa, Amharic, French, and Portuguese. Write to me, Rita Rochelle, and I'll see to it that you get a copy of our current program schedule, which shows times and frequencies for all our programs. And at the same time, ask for a copy of our new Music Time in Africa calendar for 1983. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. We look forward to hearing from you. And remind a friend to listen in on Music Time in Africa when you're enjoying our show on Sundays. Again, for writing, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. That was Morogoro Jazz, all the way from Tanzania. Now, our Music Man's Evening Special to round out our program for today. Leo has chosen La Belle au Coco, another nice tune by Peter Mukoko and his band from Cameroon. Right after this reminder that our special Sunday morning edition of Music Time in Africa is still being broadcast. That's when I play music by some of Africa's best pop bands, each Sunday morning at 7 hours GMT for Music Time's morning show. But right now, Peter Mukoko.
Au Coco était la femme que j'aimais le plus de mes 5 épouses. Elle était si jeune, si belle, si gentille. Ma double réputation d'habile pêcheur et de farouche lutteur lui avait valu l'honneur d'être la femme la plus admirée du village. Jamais elle n'avait manqué de rien, ni d'amour, ni de tendresse, ni de sel pour assaisonner ses mets, ni de savon pour laver son linge. C'était une femme comblée. Mais voilà qu'un jour, au Coco vint me demander la lourde somme de 10 000 francs CFA pour aller s'acheter des pagnes au marché Lagos de Newbel, le grand quartier populaire de la ville de Douala, Cameroun. Le lendemain, c'était le jour du Ngondo, la fête traditionnelle. Au Coco était vêtu d'un splendide kaba aux couleurs chatoyantes. Ce vêtement qui rappelle les temps déjà lointains des nègres d'antan. Ces nègres à la peau noire, couleur d'ébène. Ce jour-là, au Coco m'avait préparé un bon plat fumant de ndolé, accompagné d'un paquet de miando, bâton de manioc. Et je m'en régalais avec un appétit d'ogre. Au Coco mourut de suite d'une courte maladie, comme on aime tant à le dire ici chez nous. C'est alors que je me rendis chez l'homme aux 4 yeux, le grand sorcier du village, qui me révéla cette triste et amère vérité. Coco s'était rendu au marché Lagos de Newbel la veille du Ngondo, non pour s'y acheter des pagnes, mais pour y consulter ces hommes qui vendent la mort et prétendent vendre l'amour. Oh,
well, friends. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the music this evening and that you'll plan to be with us again for African Music next Sunday at this same time. This is Rita Rochelle on the Africa Service of the Voice of America in Washington. So long for now, and do stay tuned for the report of the latest world news, which follows immediately. My love to all of you.